Welcome to the Ghost Podcast, a podcast created to share stories about the experiences of ghosting. This is your host, Rosemary, and today we bring you a listener story from Milwaukee. Lorenzo, thank you so much for joining us today. To start with, should we tell the story about how we know each other?
Sure. Yeah.
So we actually met on a dating app. And the first time that we matched, I was actually right in the middle of creating this podcast and the first couple of episodes. And I was really in the zone about what I was working on. And so that was one of the first things that I told you, is that I was working on a podcast about ghosting. What did you think when you heard that?
I thought it was really interesting because, I mean, I know with the dating world, a lot of times there's a lot of ghosting, and like, it was interesting to hear, like, you know, from what you told me, it was going to be interesting to like hear like different stories about it. So yeah, I thought it was really cool. Also, it was kind of like, I thought it was like more of a safety thing with you, as far as like, okay, well, if she's doing a podcast on ghosting, then she probably won't ghost, you know, like, you know, so I do remember thinking that, but yeah.
That's a good point. It's interesting because a couple of people I've told that I have a podcast about ghosting actually think it's like opposite, like I ghost people, and they're like, why do you ghost people? That's so mean. And I'm like, no, I'm like, no, it's an anti-ghosting podcast. So then you went off the app for a little bit and we didn't talk. And then you came back on the app and you asked me about the podcast, and I told you how it was going, and that I had several episodes out. And then I asked you if you had your own ghost to share, and you did. So here we are.
Yes. Right. Yep.
So should we dive into your story?
Sure. Well, so mine starts out, I'm a mail carrier in Milwaukee. So basically I'm in the city around Milwaukee. So my ghoster was actually a customer that I'd known her for probably a couple years, because at the time we had met, we were both in a relationship. She actually lived with her boyfriend. And I was in a relationship, but it was kind of more like, I would deliver her mail. She would say, thank you, you know, hi, how are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. And I do remember when I met her, I was like, I found her like very attractive. She was always well put together. Like, her makeup was flawless. Her hair was always done. She was always dressed very professional. I didn't know like what she did for sure, but like, her and her boyfriend lived together, and they were both really nice. So it was just kind of that. I would just kind of take her mail sometimes, and then I would see her, you know, off. And then sometimes in the weekend, her and her, you know, boyfriend would be working and out in the yard. So I'll call her Valerie. So Valerie and her boyfriend would be working out in the yard. So I would see her off and off for a couple of years, and she was always like really nice and stuff like that. And then she would kind of do what I would notice she would kind of do is like, if she saw me, like her house was kind of like towards the, I would say, end of my route. So if she saw me start in the beginning, she would wait around and stuff. And then once I got there, she would take her mail and say thank you and stuff like that. So then a couple years go by, and I got out of a 4.5 year relationship. And so at the time I was like single or whatever. And I like one day it was winter. It was like probably, I would say almost like a year ago. It was a Saturday, and I noticed that there was like a moving truck in front of her house. So it was a bunch of guys and her, and she was like dressed up and stuff like that. She looked really nice and stuff like that. So I just kind of, I didn't notice, but she had been like, it was like, so when people move, they either have a family or individual. So I had a card, and it basically said that, you know, this individual is like one person moving. So then I was like, oh, so her and her boyfriend must have broke up. So as I approach her, I give her mail, and she like stops, and she's like, so I have a question for you. And I'm like, yeah. She's like, are you single? And I just kind of like froze, because I was like, I didn't know what to say. So all the guys that were helping her, it was like probably like 5 guys helping her, they just started laughing, and they were like, oh, look, he's embarrassed, blah, blah, blah. He's like, you know, I was just kind of caught off guard.
Wait, has that ever happened to you before?
I mean, like, you mean we're a customer, like flirt? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll do, you know, flirting, but it's a lot different. It depends on the person, but like nothing like that. And like I said, I kind of always had a kind of crush on her, like, you know, so it was like, but usually the people that'll like, you know, flirt with you and stuff, it'll be either, you know, as far as me, it'll be like older women, and you know, their idea of flirting is they'll give you, oh, here, cookies, or, you know, like, oh, you're such a nice young man, you know, stuff like that. So I just kind of kept going. I kind of laughed it off and I kept going. So then I was like, once I got back to my vehicle, I was like, yeah, okay. So then I thought about it. I was like, well, I had her name and everything. So I immediately looked her up on Facebook. I found her profile and I was like, okay, I'm gonna answer her question. So that night I was kind of like, you know, I don't really want to just send her a message on, you know, Facebook, because I was like, I didn't want her to think like, this is creepy, you know, if she freaks out.
Yeah. Are you allowed to do that to look somebody up?
Technically, no. But I mean, like, I was like, okay. So I just sent her, I found her and I sent her an instant message. And I said, and the thing about me is when I'm in my uniform and my actual profile picture, I look a lot different. So she got the message and she didn't respond, you know, she didn't respond right away. And I was kind of like nervous. And then, so she did finally did. And she just had like, just like, ha ha ha. Oh my God, I can't believe it's you. And she was like, I didn't know who you were. And she was like, and when she had asked me if I was single, I replied by saying, the answer to your question is yes, I am. So that's how we started talking. And I just said, hey, you know, I don't want you to think I was creepy, but, you know, I just wanted to, you know, answer your question. I was kind of caught off guard. And she was like, oh, no, 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 it's fine. It's fine. You know, it's totally cool. So she was totally cool with it. And then that's how we started talking. And we started talking through instant messenger on Facebook. Like, and that's how it started. I mean, it was never any friend request or anything like that. We just would go back and forth. So she had kind of let me know that her and her boyfriend had like broken up. And she just was like, yeah. So then I found out, you know, we started asking more questions. Like she asked, you know, how long have you been a carrier and so forth. And I asked her, you know, what did she do? And, you know, come to find out, she was always dressed up so professionally because she was like, she worked for one of the hospitals in the city, and she was a child social worker, and she was going back for her master's to like eventually become like a child psychologist. So then found out her boyfriend was like a lawyer, and you know, they had broken up, and she's like, yeah. And so she started asking me questions about my relationship, and she's like, well, you know, and I told her like, yeah, my ex and I had broken up, you know, and I moved out and so forth. And then we just kind of started exchanging stories, like, you know, like, well, what went wrong with yours? What went wrong with mine? You know, back and forth. So this went on for a while. And she, you know, eventually she asked me, she's like, well, hey, do you want my number, my cell number? And I was like, sure. And then she was like, well, that's not, you don't seem really like you really want. I mean, and I said, oh, pretty, you know, and I said something sarcastic. Oh, pretty please with sugar on top. And she's like, that's more like it. And right there, I kind of liked her, like her, you know, how we interacted. We got along and we kind of seemed to have the same kind of sense of humor. So then we started texting. So around this time, this is probably the height of COVID. So she actually was like one of the first people who had gotten a shot. So I was like, oh, you know, this is, you know, and I was asking her all kinds of questions and stuff like that, because like, I was like way down on the list. So she kind of was like, oh yeah, you know, she's telling me about it. So we would talk about that. And we just like would talk like, you know, after work and stuff like that. And usually that's how it go. And then she would like, it was kind of cool because she would say stuff like, because by this time it's like getting colder, and she's like send me messages in the morning saying, well, you know, it's going to be cold. You stay, you know, stay warm out there, you know, blah, blah, blah. So then, you know, and then like we would just text throughout the day, and she was really busy with her job. So she would just kind of like, oh, hey, I'm on lunch. Just wanted to say hi. So this, we would just kind of go back and forth. And then I was kind of like, all right, you know, like, and then she started telling me stuff like, well, you know, I told her, I was like, yeah, I kind of had a crush on you. And she was like, I had a crush on you too. And I was like, really? She was like, yeah, you know, I actually used to call you the hot mailman. And I was like, really? She's like, yeah, I would call you my hot mailman. And she was like, I would tell my boyfriend that, you know, joking around, like, oh, you know, and he knew I called you that and stuff like that. And so I just kind of got a kick, like giggle out of it. Cause I was like, you know, were you serious? Cause I'd asked her, like, you know, so that day you asked me if I was single, were you serious? And she's like, yeah, you know, like, so right then I was like, okay, so there's an attraction there. And I said, we both, you know, and I told her, like, you know, I always had a, you know, crush on you and stuff like that. So then we just kind of like, all right, cool. So then I would kind of be like, well, you know, you want to do something sometime? And she just like, well, I'll let you know. And she was always busy. So then she like I said, her and her best friend were like vaccinated because they were both in the medical field. So like at night, just randomly, she would just send me like a picture, like out at a bar, like of her and her friend. So I was like, okay. So I got to the point where I would kind of ask her, and she just was kind of always seemed to be like, you know, no, I'll let you know. And then I just kind of stopped asking.
That's weird. She would send you pictures of herself at a bar, but not yeah, want to go out
like,
with you.
I'd kind of be like, well, you know, I was kind of like, well, you know, you could have, you know, I would have met you guys out. And she was just like, oh no, you know, and so she was like, oh, this is basically how we keep our sanity. You know, we go out, at least try to go out once or twice a week, you know, because, you know, everybody was stuck in the house.
But I don't want to go out with you.
Yeah, right, basically. So she, you know, and it was just kind of weird. So she would like, you know, we just every night would just exchange stories, and she'd tell me about, you know, work, and she'd tell me about her, you know, her friends, and we talk about family. We just talked about life, and it was really cool conversations. So at that point, I'm like, well, I'm kind of just getting like, all right, well, we'll just be cool friends, I guess, you know, like, so I guess one night I got home, it really started snowing. And by this time she had moved, she moved out of her boyfriend's house, and, you know, and then she kind of would ask me questions like, well, do you, you know if he sold the house? I said, I don't know, but I'll keep you posted. So now she was like, okay. So she just kind of told me what was going on. And she said that, you know, they had kind of been together and stuff like that, but then they kind of just drifted apart. And, you know, he's, you know, during COVID, she had put on a little weight and stuff, and he would make comments about it. And she was like, yeah, that's when I kind of knew things were kind of going. And, you know, I was like, so I just kind of told her I was like in a toxic relationship. So we talked about that. So then one night I get off work, it is snowed. And I was like, okay, I just want to go home. I want to like, you know, take a shower and then watch a show, get some hot food, go to sleep. So I started, after I showered, I just thrown on pajamas and I was like, gonna like start watching the show. So she's just like, so what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm just going to relax. She's like, oh, well, I mean, are you doing, you know, and then she's kind of like, basically asked me, you know, like, well, are you doing anything right now? And I'm like, well, why are you going out to a bar? I said, I don't think I really want to go out, you know, because the roads are bad. She's like, oh, well, I meant just maybe you want to come over and hang out. And it was kind of weird because she just out of nowhere just, and I was like, sure, I guess so. So then she's like, well, what's your last name? And I'm like, so I told her, and then she, you know, so I knew what she was doing. She was doing the CCAP. And I was like, so I gave her that information, and she was like, okay, well, here's my address. So I come over there. And when I get over there, I'm like, you know, it's a little awkward, but, you know, we've been talking this whole time. But I get over there and she's just like, well, come in. And she's like, you want to do a shot? And I was like, well, not really, but okay. So I did a shot and she's like, well, what do you want to do? And she looked like really good, but it was kind of weird because it was the first time, all the times I've seen her, she'd been kind of like more professional, like, you know, and this time she kind of had her hair, you know, like down, and you know, her, you know, makeup wasn't, she looked nice, but it wasn't like she was going out to work or anything. So she had on like yoga pants and just t-shirt and just real kind of, and it was kind of cool to see. So then she's like, well, do you want to watch a show on Netflix? So we started watching a show. So then, I mean, basically was there, and one thing led to another, and we ended up hooking up. So we like hooked up, and like I stayed there a while. We talked more, and you know, more hooking up. And then after we were done, she was like, I was like, okay, I had to work the next day. I was like, all right, well, I'll go. And I said, but you know, I'll call you. And she's like, yeah, you better, you know, if you don't call, if you know, basically she told me like, if you don't call me and you make this like a fling, I'm gonna find you on your route and kick your ass. And I was like, okay, really cool. So I go to work the next day, and you know, I didn't get the like morning, like good morning, you know, and it snowed, like no morning text or anything like that, or you know, how, you know, be safe out there. So I was like, oh, so I said, good morning, you know, how you doing, you know, and didn't hear anything. I'm like, okay. So then I do my job, we finish, go home. I hadn't heard anything, and I knew she had got busy at work, but I didn't say anything. So I got home, I was just like, oh, hey, you know, I didn't hear from you, you know, everything okay, you know, didn't hear anything. I'm like, all right. So I was like, not going to trip about it. So then I think 2 days go by, and I'm just like, so I kind of like, at this point, I'm like, all right, I'm going to send her, you know, a more of a passive aggressive text where I'm like, hey, you know, if you, you know, you were going to sleep with me, you know, you could at least say something. And, you know, I just said something joking around that line. And she just wrote back like, oh, sorry, just been busy. I said, okay. So I didn't hear anything. And it was just like, all right. So I was like, I'm not going to push the issue. So then, you know, I would just say, hey, you know, like how, you know, I just like wait a couple of days and say, hey, you know, how are things going? Didn't hear back. I said, okay. So at this point, I'm like,
how much time had it been?
It had been like I said, the first time it was a few days, and then she just kind of wrote, it was like, you know, short answers, like, oh, I've just been busy. And I was like, okay. So then after that, it was like maybe another, I'd say 4 or 5 days, you know, when I finally sent the message where I was kind of being like, oh, you know, we were going to sleep together and you kind of were going to disappear on me. You know, you could have said, you know, I was just kind of just trying to make a joke about it. I think that had been like another 4 or 5 days. So then, yeah, she just kind of like just didn't say much. And I was just like, all right. I had remembered her like telling me something about she had a party coming up or something like that. It was for like her friend's son. So I remember that. And I just kind of like, and so this was like maybe like almost 2 weeks later. And I just said, hey, did you ever do the party? You know, like, you know, what's going on? Like, you know, now just still trying to reach out to her. Cause I did, you know, I was like, we had been talking this whole time and it just kind of just stopped. Like, it was kind of weird.
So you would reach out to her and she wouldn't reply.
She would just ignore it, you know, and it was weird because before, like, anytime we talked, even like, you know, like even in the, it could be in the middle of the afternoon, I would say, hey, you know, how's work going today? And she'd be like, oh, you know, even when she's busy, she would say, oh, you know, it's good. It's just really busy. So, you know, I'll talk to you later or just, you know, whatever. So after that, I kind of like made a reply about the, asked her about the party because she had been really excited about it. And then, so she didn't reply. And I just said, okay, well, I mean, I get being busy, but you know, you could, you know, answer. So then she replies back like, oh, you know, I'm so sorry that, my life is busy, you know, and I don't have time to like, you know, it was kind of like almost kind of, it was really like short, but like kind of mean, I was just like, you know, and it was kind of to the extent of, well, I'm sorry, my life doesn't, basically she was saying my life doesn't revolve around you or something like that. And I was like, ouch. So I just left at that point. I said, okay, I left it alone. So I would say it was like maybe 2 or 3 weeks later, my cousin and I were like, let's go out. Let's go do something. I said, okay. So we ended up going to like get some wings at like a BW3s. So then when we were out, you know, I remembered, I said, I'm going to do something. So remember I told you when she would go out, she would send like these pictures of her and her friend out. So I said, I'm going to do the same thing to her. So this was like the first time I had gone out in a really long time, you know, just mind it because of the COVID stuff. But I did it. I sent her a picture and right away, boom, she's like, are you out? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, where are you at? And I said, we're downtown. And she's like, well, me and my friend are, and they happen to be out too. So I was like, and I thought it was really weird. And she's like, well, we'll meet you guys somewhere. So they were like, they happened to just be like a mile from where we are. So I was like, you know, I hadn't heard from her in like 2 weeks. And then the last like reply I got was kind of like, you know, like rude, but I was like, okay. So I told my cousin, so we go to this bar and she shows up and she comes with her best friend and I had never met him. And we do our introductions and she's not saying much. She's just like, oh, hey, you know, it's nice to see you. And I was like, yeah, you too. We kind of do the, you know, the awkward little hug with the, you know. So then we're just sitting there and her and her friend, her best friend, my cousin and I, we are talking like three old friends. I mean, we're just like having a good time, you know, and then we're trying to like ask her questions. And she's just real short, like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. So then I'm like, okay. So we probably hung out for maybe like an hour and 20 minutes or something like that. And then we were just like, all right, well, we're going to go. And she's like, okay. So I remember at the time I was like thinking like, okay, well, is she weirded out? I mean, is she uncomfortable? And I was looking at her body language and like her body language didn't say that. She did not say much. She just like met us at this bar, said, hey, where you at? Met us. Didn't say much. And I mean, we talked more to her friend than her and she just, her, you know, sentences were short and she just didn't say much. So after that, my cousin and I left and, you know, I just said, hey, well, it was nice seeing you. And she was like, yep. And that was it. And I don't think we ever talked again after that.
Did you contact her and she didn't reply, or it was just...
Like, well, when I, after we left the bar, I just sent a message and I just said, hey, you know, it was nice seeing you again. And she was like, yep, you too. And that was it. And it was like, just weird. Like, you know, you like have been talking to this person and she actually met me out at a bar and, you know, didn't say much. And it was almost like our conversations when, you know, via text. And it was like, she, you know, didn't seem weirded out or anything like that, but she came out and met us. And I mean, she didn't say anything. It was like, just really odd, because it's like, I've been talking to this person almost every night. And then all of a sudden, you know, after, you know, the night we met, like hooked up, she just got distant, like, you know, and then when you know, the funny thing is, when you tell people, like, I do remember, like, you know, you kind of, like, with me, I'm like, who do you talk to about this? Because you're like, you know, you tell your friends, like, well, yeah, I was talking to this girl every day, and then we ended up sleeping together, and then she stopped talking to me. And they're like, well, yeah, you must have really impressed her in the bedroom. That's kind of their attitude, you know. But so yeah.
What do you make of it now? What do you think happened?
I mean, I honestly would say maybe some of it was a rebound, because, you know, she really, you know, like, she kind of, her ex had been in a relationship for a while, and, you know, they basically sounded like they had a lot of problems that maybe a lot of people do, but, you know, and that was the thing. I was like, you know, I don't want this to be a rebound. I don't, you know, I wasn't looking, you know, I just got a relationship myself, and, you know, talking to somebody who, you know, had gone kind of through the same thing was really cool. And, like, you know, we talked a lot about life, and, you know, just like, we talked a lot about, she didn't go into detail, but she kind of told me about her job. And, you know, it was like how she loved it, you know, like, and I asked her, you know, being a social worker, what's it like? And she's like, yeah, you know, it's really cool, because, you know, you meet these incredible kids, and you, like, you know, you have the power to basically change their lives and stuff like that. So she kind of talked about that. And, you know, and it was like, so I kind of, like, after a while getting to know her, I was like, you know, wow, this, you know, she's like an amazing person and stuff like that. So, you know, it never really crossed my mind that it would, like, you know, end like that, you know, or she just would kind of just shut me off, you know. But I mean, it did. And I guess what I would have to probably guess is that maybe, you know, it was just maybe she wasn't over her ex, or I don't know what the deal was, but, you know, she always claimed, like, no, I'm done. You know, we're done. You know, we were done. Like, I was living there and trying to save up money to get my own place, but, you know, she's like, we were in separate bedrooms. So I don't think she really thought they'd ever get back together. But I mean, that's the only thing I could say, you know, because, like I said, we, you know, it wasn't anything that I ever said to her, I don't think offended her, like, you know, just like after that night, you know. And I guess the thing that icing on the cake for me was that last statement when I was leaving. She's like, you know, you better call me and don't, you know, basically don't make this a fling, or I'm going to find you and kick your ass, you know. And that even kind of, like, made me think, like, okay, wow, you know, she really, you know, wants to keep talking. So,
yeah, that's strange. It's strange she couldn't just communicate with you about where she was at.
Right.
After she's already had so much communication with you, and she's a social worker.
Right. Right. So it was, I mean, it's just kind of one of the things where, you know, you're just like, all right, you know, like, everybody is capable of doing something like that, you know, no matter, you know, and that was, like you said, her being a social worker, I've always thought she could have, like, communicated and said, hey, well, you know, hey, you know, whatever happened between us, but, you know, I don't see this going anywhere, anything like that. I would have really appreciated that or respected that, but it was just kind of like, you know. And because even now, like, we never even, like, became, like, Facebook friends or anything like that. It just kind of was like, all right, just it happened, and that's that.
If you could say something to her, what would you want her to know?
I probably would just, you know, say, you know, like, you know, let, you know, if you kind of connect with somebody and you talk every night, you know, just kind of, you know, realize that, you know, the person you've opened up to and opened up to you, I mean, you know, they have this, well, I shouldn't say they, I had this, you know, like, kind of feeling like, you know, we were friends, you know, like, if anything, we were friends, you know, we had established a friendship. And it was just like the time, that it was happening, you know, with COVID, you know, because the whole COVID thing was like a totally different kind of like, I guess in my life, like just a really weird time, like, you know, with everything going on and like the work with work and stuff like that. And then you meet somebody and you guys open up and, you know, we talked about life and everything. And then it just kind of like that person just like disappeared. It's almost like someone almost in a weird way dying. Like, you know, you talk, this person's your life, and then they're just gone without like explanation or any kind of like, you know, like nothing. You know how like you can tell sometimes that, okay, well, this is going to eventually end, or this is coming to an end. You can tell, but this was like just out of the blue, I guess you could say. So
that's why ghosting is so cruel.
Yeah, it's like crazy. So
you don't get a chance to talk about it or have a natural ending.
Right. You know, you kind of want closure. Like, yeah. And I guess that's the big thing. There's no closure. It's just like this person just decided, well, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. And like, you know, and even when we met up at the bar, it was still like, you know, no, you know, I was thinking like, okay, well, maybe she'll kind of explain herself. And it was just like, nope. It's like, hey, yep, just wanted to meet at this bar and stand around and not say anything. So it was kind of, it was really weird.
Lorenzo, have you had ghosting happen to you in the app frequently, or can you tell me more about that?
Yes. I mean, it's pretty weird, but it's, I guess it's a pretty common thing. And I guess it's kind of like, you'll connect with somebody, and with the like, you know, app we were on, the women makes the first move. So they'll say, hey, how are you? And then usually you'll say, I'm good. How are you doing? I'm well. What are you up to? And then you'll tell them and gone. Just no anything. And it's weird. I mean, I guess that's pretty common. And I guess it's to the point where ghosting is so crazy where like people are like, oh, that's nothing. At least you didn't meet the person, you know, like you didn't like go out, meet the person, and they just stopped talking to you, you know. So I guess, you know, like with the app, that's pretty normal, I guess. I don't know how guys do on the girl side, but like a lot of that happens on the app where for guys, you know, you'll talk to somebody and it's like, hey, how are you? I'm good. How are you? Blah, 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 back and forth. And then boom, that's it. You know, so.
Do they unmatch you, or they just stop responding?
No, just stop responding. They don't unmatch anything. And then you're just like, their profile's up there. And then the weird thing is, you can like, so I've noticed where you're like, okay, well, maybe the person got off the app. So then you'll go look at their pictures. You go look at their, you know, their app and their story and their bio and stuff like that. Well, then they've changed pictures, meaning that they're still on the app, like out there dating, changing their pictures, you know, but like, you know, but they don't unmatch or say anything back to you. So it's weird.
It is a really strange culture. It's really different. It's very different. I've shared in past podcasts, I was on a dating break because I was in a relationship for 12 years. And I actually met my ex-husband on OkCupid. So we met on a dating app, but it is totally different now.
Yeah. I mean, and it was weird for me because I one of the things that happened was when I was married for years. I was married. And then when I got into the dating thing, I started out on Tinder. And it was like, I didn't know any of the, like the lingo, like, you know, I had to like Google, like, you know, like, you know, like OMG or anything like that, WDY, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I was like, what? Okay. Oh, what am I doing? You know, like that kind of thing. And I do remember, it's a funny story. I had connected with this girl, and she was like a college student, and, you know, we had hit it off, and it was like really cool conversation. And we were like talking, and like, you know, we had so much in common. And then she was kind of telling me like, well, you know, maybe one day we should hang out. And I'm like, oh yeah, I would love to. And I, you know, and so I'm thinking like, maybe, you know, we do like a bar or something like that. And she's like, well, I'm not really a bar person. Yeah. I'm more like, you know, homebody. I like to stay home, maybe order some food. So I'm like, oh yeah, well maybe one night we can just meet up and Netflix and chill out or something. And she's like, that's very presumptuous. And I'm like, what? And she totally like disconnects, stopped talking to me. And I'm like, what did I do? And then, yeah. So then later I find out like Netflix and chill. I basically said, oh, maybe we can sleep together. So yeah, it was different for me. So I had to, you know, something I had to get used to.
Thank you to Lorenzo, the hot mailman from Milwaukee, for sharing your story. By the way, Lorenzo is not his real name. Listeners, we want to hear your story. To be featured on a future episode, reach out to us via our website at theghostpodcast.com. You can also follow us on our Instagram page at The Ghost Podcast Stories or send us an email at theghostpodcaststories@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. The Ghost Podcast is produced and edited by me, Rosemary. Music is an original production by Silence Kills. At the beginning of this episode, I messed up. I was using the wrong microphone and the audio sounds really bad, but I didn't want to make Lorenzo re-record. Sorry about that. I am a podcasting amateur. Anyway, thanks for listening and subscribe to future episodes wherever you get your podcasts.